Welcome to the audio introduction for Out of Season. Out of Season is written by Neil D'Souza and directed by Alice Hamilton. Performances run until the 23rd of March, with evening performances Monday through Saturday at 7:45 p.m. and matinee performances on Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:45 p.m. The show is 2 hours long with a 20-minute interval. Access tickets are £12.50. To become an Access member, please email access@hampsteadtheatre.com or call our box office on 0207 722 9301. As you enter the Hampstead Theatre, the box office is directly to your left. If you require any assistance, please ask a member of staff. The cast of Out of Season features Catherine Aaron as Amy, Kerry Bennett as Holly, Peter Bramhill as Chris, Neil D'Souza as Dev, and James Hillier as Michael. Yes, the band is back in town. Michael, Chris and Dev are returning to Ibiza and the hotel where it all began 30 years ago. But Michael's stuck in London, Dev's got a bad back and Chris, well, he's just Chris. And it turns out that none of them are in their 20s anymore. As this middle-aged trip down memory lane is about to hurtle off the tracks, Holly and Amy arrive, so down to earth they might just save our feckless heroes from really humiliating themselves. After entering through the studio door, you walk left along a corridor, turn right, and walk further and then enter through an open olive green hotel door into the performance space. The seating is in a right angle ahead of you with a short side on your right and the long side directly ahead. The rest of this audio introduction will be from the perspective of the middle of the long seating bank facing the stage. The set is a cheap hotel room in Ibiza. The walls are painted a faded canary yellow. In the centre of the room is a king-size double bed with an orange, blue and white striped cover and white pillows resting against an azure blue headboard. Each side of the bed has a small pine-coloured bedside shelf built into the wall. There are plug sockets near each shelf. In the middle of the wall above the bed is an imitation art print of a Picasso, abstract orange figures possibly dancing, that has seen better days. Above the headboard, on the left of the wall, is a 90s-era beige hotel phone. On either side of the wall above the bed is an upwards-facing, crescent-shaped white light shade fixture. To the right of the bed, the side wall of the room runs towards the seating bank on a 60-degree angle. Set into this wall is a wardrobe, its doors poorly painted to look like an abstract sunset. The lower half is a murky turquoise, and the top half attempting to be sky blue. In the middle and straddling both halves of colour is an orange circle. Its top half in the sky blue is solid orange. Its bottom half is horizontal lines which alternate with the turquoise sea, as if it is a reflection. There is a handle on each door, as well as a small padlock hasp to lock the door with. To the right of the wardrobe are floor-to-ceiling white-framed glass doors set back into the wall that lead to a small balcony. There is a 20-centimeter step that leads to this, covered in terracotta tiles. The door is framed by long, faded blue curtains. Through the door, the terracotta tiles continue onto a balcony. A couple of white plastic outdoor chairs can be seen, the white, washed back wall of the balcony, and a white plaster balustrade with a square pattern and a terracotta top runs along the right-hand side, facing the sea. Back in the room, to the right of the door leading outside, there is a doorway leading to a shower room with a fake tan wood-coloured concertina door that folds back. During the performance, the pale blue and white checked microtiles on the wall of the bathroom can be glimpsed, as well as the blue shower curtain at the back of the bathroom. The floor is a slightly mottled charcoal grey lino tile pattern with a low, cheap and basic square coffee table, the colour of pale pine, but probably made of MDF.
Hello, my name is Katrin Aaron. I'm she, her pronouns. I am white Welsh. I'm quite pale. With freckles from time to time, and I don't have a visible disability. I'm Welsh, North Walian, from Brill. Right, and then I am playing Amy, who is a 46-year-old woman from Hull. Amy, what's her name? Did I give her? Amy Beaumont, that was it. Amy Beaumont from Hull, who is female and uses the pronouns she, her. Yes, like I said, she's 46. She has long red hair, dyed red hair, so it's quite bright red. She has got she's slim, pale like me. Let's see, I've got quite bright blue nail varnish on my fingers and on my toes, a sort of bright orangey nail varnish, which matches the colours on the set, which our designer was very happy about. In the first half, I'm wearing, I've been woken up, I've been in bed reading, and I've been dragged out of bed, so I'm just wearing leggings and a sleeping t-shirt and a cardigan, and my hair's scraped back. But in the second half, I'm dressed as Belinda Carlisle. So Amy gets to be a bit glam and let her hair down and wear a little black number and heels. I think in the first half, because she's not that confident, she's just met everybody. Amy's quite shy in the way that she moves and the way she holds herself, but she comes into her own in the second half, and she and Holly, her best mate, enjoy a good dance around.
Hello, my name is Kerry Bennett. My pronouns are she. I would describe my look. I am of mixed race. I am a mixture of white, British, and brown African. I have curly hair, which is big and out there and flowing for the play. My character's name is Holly. She is a she and she is a woman. My character is around 37. She is a curvy, vivacious, empowered woman who enjoys her body, and that reflects in what she wears. She wears clothes that hug her shape. My character, through the way that she moves, she's very free. She's very aware of herself in a empowering, powerful way, not a nervous, awkward way. You'll hear this in the play. She was a dancer, so she's very in her body and flows and moves. I guess like water a little bit. Yeah, she takes her space. And yeah, she enjoys being in her body and yeah, is loud and proud.
Okay, hi, my name is Peter Bramhill and I'm playing Chris in the play. I'm he and my skin tone is white. At the minute I've got a bit of a beard. It's a bit of a 90s, 1990s style with a sort of slight goatee with a little nod to the old style there. I don't have a visible disability. And right, I identify, and Chris identifies as a white British going on holiday there to Ibiza. My character's name is Chris Pringle, like the crisps. He's male, and he is also a he. And the age of my character, I don't have to be approximate about this because he's exactly 49 years old, and it's 1 week till his 50th birthday, which is an important little detail. He's not feeling too good about that, but that will all become clear. His character's body type and shape, we are sort of reasonably athletic for our age. I mean, I would say that. He holds himself quite strongly. He's a northern lad and he doesn't like to be seen to be in any way weak, so he's got a bit of a front of strong shapes. He can move quickly when he wants, but he's putting on that sort of schoolboy bravado. That's clear. My hair used to be blonde, but is now going rapidly darker, and some would say greyer. I wouldn't. As I said, I've got a beard, and that is also going a bit grey, and apparently in the play, a little bit ginger, but that's to be found out. Now, he is from the city of Hull in England, which is a very specific accent, as you'll hear, which has been a lot of fun to play. I grew up not far from there. Me, Peter, I grew up in a place called Scunthorpe, very glamorous little steel town. So it's slightly different to my own accent, but not a million miles away. Chris is a wearer clothes-wise. He's, some people might describe him as a bit of a man-child. He's at Arrested Development. He's still wearing band T-shirts with groups on, Hawaiian shirts, although they're back in vogue now. He carries a guitar around a lot. He wears skater trainers, socks with little logos on. I think he's looking good, but then, you know, I would say that.
Hello, my name is Neil D'Souza. My pronouns are he, him. The pronouns I prefer to use are also he, him. My skin colour is brown. I don't have any visible disability. In terms of my of the character I play, I would like he I would like him to be identified as British Asian. His name is Pradev Banerjee, which is shortened to Dev, which his friends call him Dev, but his full name is Pradev Banerjee, and he has a nickname, which his friends call him Prof or Professor P. Prof, yeah. The gender of my character is male. The pronouns are he, him. He is 50 years old. His body type is medium, I guess, on the slim side, but being 50, I do have a bit of a belly, so my character also has that. He's medium height, I guess, 5 foot eight, something like that. My character's hair, he's clean shaven, but the length of the hair on his head is short. He has receding hair on his forehead, so a high forehead. The texture of his hair is fine. I'd say it's black hair with some grey in there. In terms of cultural reference or significance to any of his hairstyles, I wouldn't say there isn't anything to add there, but as he is a professor, when he comes in Act One, he is wearing a jacket and a summer scarf, a shirt and some light trousers and some travel shoes, like slip-on shoes. So he's kind of dressed in a slightly scholarly way. I don't know if you need that information. The way he moves, well, when he first comes into the play, he has a bad back. So he's moving with a degree of difficulty and stiffness and tiredness. He's also come off not a direct flight, but he's been traveling all day and he's tired and his back is hurting. But I think throughout the play, his movement gets easier, especially when he's dealing with Holly and becomes freer. And then, of course, at the end of the play, after he has a fight with Michael, his arm is badly sprained, his right arm, but his back is pretty good by the end of the play. So yeah, I think that's everything. Thank you.
Hi, I'm James Hillier. He, him. I am white and British. I play Michael. He is same age as me, 50 years old. And 6 foot tall, quite an athletic build, not in too bad shape for his age. But sort of light brown hair, short, slightly thinning, and then a little bit of stubble, kind of trendy, cool stubble. Yeah, that should give you a bit of an idea. The clothes I've got on are, I've got a pair of soft shoes, slip-ons. They're white. I have a pair of chinos with a belt and a polo shirt that's got a collar on it, short sleeve, but not button-up, zip-up, chain. Got an earring in the left ear, a black earring,